This is Sunday Side Up, a presentation of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Here's your host, Barb Richards.
Good morning and welcome to Sunday Side Up. I'm Barb Richards. Always honored that you're spending part of your weekend time with us. And I've got two great guests in the studio, and I'm a big champion of the city of Fort Wayne. Anybody who hangs around me knows that from Visit Fort Wayne. We have Kristen Guthrie, Director of Marketing, and John Feltz, Marketing Specialist. Kristen, you and I go way back early.
Way back.
I think I knew you before you even had any babies.
There you go. That's for sure.
How old are those babies now?
I have a 7-year-old son.
Aww. Yes. How cute. And John, I get to know you when you guys stopped by the recent Vera Bradley outlet sale. Why were you there besides to do some great shopping?
Visit Fort Wayne actually was there hosting Midwest travel writers who we bring them in over a 2-day span and show them around our city to all of our great attractions. And the highlight of those 2 days was the Vera Bradley sale. And that's where I ran into you and we had a nice conversation on how big the event is for our city. So it was really nice.
Now, do you guys regularly bring in these writers?
We do. We bring them in anytime. We work to kind of develop these relationships. We probably have a couple hundred people that we're always emailing them story ideas. You know, as much as we can get them to write about Fort Wayne in their regional publications, that's huge. Mm-hmm. You know, this year we got an article in Midwest Living about Fort Wayne, and that was a big, you know, it's a big score because that's, you can't buy that type of promotion. So it's wonderful. But So we host them all the time individually, but we do once every 2 years plan a big group fam tour for those who like to come in a group. It was really fun. We, of course, put them up at a great hotel. We did dine arounds at some of Fort Wayne's best local restaurants. We ate great for 2 days. It was wonderful.
I want to hear where you took them. Can you?
We went to Baker Street. We did the gamut. We went to Eddie Merlot's and Coney Island. So, you know, a little something for everyone. Club Soda, J.K. O'Donnell's. We took different people, different places. It was great. But we did bring them at the time of the Vera Bradley outlet sale because, of course, that's, you know, a huge visitor draw. They're very interested in sharing that with their readers. So that was wonderful.
You know, last year, Patricia Heaton was getting ready to come in for Tapestry, and she knew of Vera Bradley. Apparently in Montana, where she has a condo next to a relative of Vera Bradley. And I said, really, you should come and film the middle at the Vera Bradley outlet sale. Wouldn't that have been
perfect?
She and Sue Heck.
Yes.
Come up to the Vera Bradley outlet sale. I did not see them there. So apparently my idea was not. But I was just thinking about that as I was at the sale. John, had you ever been at the Vera Bradley outlet sale before then?
You know, that was my first time. I've heard many stories about it. The craziness and people going for bags. But, you know, it was actually a little calmer than I thought. But everyone was having a great time. There's a lot of lines there. But the lines move quickly. And I thought the coolest part was when they were opening for a new session, all the Vera Bradley staff and workers would line up on each side and basically give them a cheer and a big round of applause. And they were all shoppers coming in were smiling. And I thought that was really neat and made him feel more welcome.
Well, John, I put you on the radio since we were out there broadcasting live, and I've quoted you many times since then.
Well, thank you.
Because of the information that you gave. And I think it's information that should be consistently shared because I don't think people remember it at all. And so go ahead and repeat that.
Yeah. You know, the event brought in an estimated 50,000 people. I've even heard 60,000 this year. It was a larger this year. More people were coming from even the West Coast and East Coast. And the economic impact we had was around $5 to $6 million. And, you know, a lot of people wonder where is all that money going to? And it's not going to the sales, going to area restaurants and attractions and hotels. I talked to a lot of people at the event and they said that they go shopping in the morning and go to maybe Casas for lunch, and they may go to the library or go to other attractions around town.
A lot of people were heading down to Barkview Field.
Right. Opening night,
And quite a few people stayed an extra night because of the Carrie Underwood concert.
Yes.
They just figured we might as well make the weekend.
Yeah, that was perfect timing.
That was really good timing.
A really great weekend.
Yeah, it really was. So, and I just don't think people realize the amount of hotels that are booked. And I'm surprised you got hotels for your guests.
It was tricky. No, it was extremely tricky. You know, there's about 5,000 hotel rooms in Fort Wayne, and they were full all week. we had people coming Wednesday night and hotels were saying, I'm sorry, I can't help you. We're sold out, which, you know, is a great problem. Mm-hmm. We like to work with that kind of problem.
Mm-hmm. And that's huge. Really what you guys focus on with Visit Fort Wayne. We might joke and laugh and say, oh, no one wants to come and visit Fort Wayne. But it's so much more than that, especially when you have the conventions and people bringing meetings into Fort Wayne. The things that we have really are very attractive.
Absolutely. Yeah, visitors spend about $466 million in our community a year. So that's that's a significant amount. And that includes families who come from, you know, other parts of Indiana, Ohio, Michigan for the zoo and for the Tin Caps and for the Science Central and those great family getaways.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes sports teams that come here because we have amazing youth sports facilities.
Yeah, we do.
And it includes things like, of course, girlfriend getaways to the Vera Bradley outlet sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then the great conventions that we work to bring here because it just really benefits the community.
Now, Kristen, you've been with them for a long time. How does that number compare to previous years? I mean, have you seen a steady growth?
It has been a steady growth. And one thing we have been really good at is people have a great experience here. So we rebook. Our rebooking rate is very high for conventions. It's very high for families to say, yeah, we're coming back next year, or we're going to come this fall and do Johnny Appleseed this time. People have a great experience in Fort Wayne. And mm-hmm. John and I love that because we're selling Fort Wayne and, you know, our customers are satisfied. So it's really mm-hmm. encouraging because in the visitor center, people are constantly saying, I'm loving downtown. And, I just went to the embassy. It's amazing, you know. And so it's encouraging to us that what we're selling is such a, you know, great product, and it's one that people really want. We don't have to spin that at all.
And this really ramped up with the expansion of both the Memorial Coliseum and the Grand Wayne
Absolutely.
Center so that there was enough room to host larger conventions.
Absolutely. And you're right. You know, the Grand Wayne a few years ago was having to turn groups away who couldn't rebook because their group had grown, but the Grand Wayne hadn't. And, you know, the group would say, we want to be in Fort Wayne so badly, but this facility is a little too small. Well, since they expanded, we have been able to open our doors to a lot more groups. Bigger groups, better groups. So that's really, really benefited the community.
John, tell us about some of those groups that have been coming into Fort Wayne and rebooking and some of the things you have on the horizon.
You know, this past January, the Indiana Music Education Association came back for another year. And from all of our reports, they had another fantastic time. They enjoy mostly the convenience of the downtown location. You know, two hotels are attached. Mm-hmm. To the Grand Wayne Center. There's over 20 restaurants around. It wasn't Tin Cap season, so they couldn't go to the game, but they visited the embassy, Botanical Garden, other museums we have downtown. So we're hopeful to bring them back. I know they like to move around the stay a little bit. We talked to their director, and he loved everything we had to offer, especially the customer service at the Grand Wayne. They've been awarded mm-hmm. several times for being very friendly. And helpful to all their groups.
John, you probably don't remember this, but our radio station was involved. He probably wasn't even born, Kristen. but our radio station was involved hosting the very first New Year's Eve when the Grand Wayne opened back in 85.
That's cool.
They opened in 85, and so we did New Year's Eve 85 and welcoming in 86. And I remember because I was pregnant, very pregnant with my son at that time. I think they have a picture of me sleeping halfway through that. But anyway, just wanted to throw
that's
that in.
That's very cool.
So, yeah.
I was born 85, so.
So there you go. So
time.
You're as old as my son. All right.
Exactly.
There you go. It's a big year for John, too.
Yeah, it was a big year. Big year. We have a couple great
Handbell
groups.
Association was in.
Yeah, that's
Handbell.
Another.
Yeah, I think they were in around Halloween time. And, of course, downtown for the Downtown Fright Night is such a great event.
It was a great event.
I do worry about people who are at that event. Or from out of town as we host a zombie parade.
But it is funny, the things, you know, like last year they were... The Coliseum was clearing out the llama show to bring in the Vera Bradley. That's kind of funny to me, you know, like, you know, take out the hay and manure so we can bring in the beautiful bags,
Absolutely.
You know, kind of. But it's fun to see kind of the juxtaposition of some of these groups that meet at the same time, or like you said. And we get some quirky groups, too. I mean, one we just booked is the Brewery Collectible Club. So it's one of those groups you may not have known was out there, but they're very passionate guys and they
collect beer mugs.
They do. And all sorts of. Collectibles. I'm going to have to see it for myself. But the national convention that's coming here to Fort Wayne. So even though you may not have heard of them, you know, it's great, great business to bring into the city.
Yeah.
So it's the kind of thing we're looking for all the time.
Yeah. Exactly. And did they contact you because of you getting articles in Midwest Living?
Well, both things happen. We have a sales team that is working to find groups that are the right fit for Fort Wayne. And they're always out there looking for sports groups, looking for these oddball hobby groups looking for, you know, meetings and conventions. But sometimes people do contact us. And actually, that's a great way that locals can get involved. A lot of locals kind of come to us and say, hey, you know, I've been going to this convention every year in Indianapolis or in Ohio, and why doesn't it ever come to Fort Wayne? And so kind of with their help, we can then pursue their group. Mm-hmm. And that happens a lot and is very successful. John mentioned the Indiana Music Educators. Barbara Resch, who is a professor at IPFW, is one that was a local contact that really helped us bring that national or state, excuse me, convention here to Fort Wayne. Mm. So we love the local advocate that can really help us bring their, you know, because everybody has their thing that they're interested in, like the brewery collectibles. Mm-hmm. We all have that quirky thing that we can help bring those groups here to Fort Wayne and really benefit our community.
I would ask you, Christian, what your quirky thing is, but I don't think I want to ask John.
Exactly.
too many to name.
Exactly.
We'd be here all night. So on top of that, what Kristen said, like we love when locals come in to our mm-hmm. office, and as Kristen said again, hey, can you help us bring our convention to town? And our famous story, I wasn't working here yet, but it was when Tom Henry came in. He walked down the office and talked to our boss, Dan, and said, you know what, I'd like to bring in the Indiana State Convention to town.
For the mayor's?
The Democrat convention.
And Dan said, of course, we'll definitely help you out. And of course, all of our services are free. We want to help you. We're a part of your team to make you and understand how the process goes, and we'll put a sales bid out for you. And I guess good enough. We were lucky enough to have them last year, and I think they opened up a lot of eyes to that group and a lot of other groups around the state of Indiana that, you know what, groups that have men indie can also meet here in Fort Wayne and have just as good a time as in Indianapolis.
About a year ago, it may have been longer than that, I spoke when there was a gaming and contest convention that came in.
Oh, yeah, Sweepstakers.
Yeah, Sweepstakers. Is that what it is? I had no idea they existed, but they asked me to speak because many of them play radio station contests.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I was amazed about how many people were there, and then the questions that I was really asked, I could barely get out of there. Everybody had so many questions, not so much about us, but about a lot of bigger broadcast companies who do national contests and things like that. But it was so funny because every 15 minutes they stopped and gave away another prize.
Oh yeah, that was a great one.
That was a very eclectic group of people, but
yeah.
Fun.
We love these
very
groups. Fun. I mean, the Goldwing motorcycles is one really recognize, but that's one that a local, Mike Wright was his name, a local guy worked for them and said, hey, we've met in Arizona, we've met in Tennessee, we've met in Florida, why aren't we meeting in Fort Wayne, Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to then help put together great packages, you know, with the facility and the hotels, and we make the bid along with the local person. And, you know, it's an exciting thing, I think, to bring your group here. These people have a lot of pride in it. Mayor Henry's a great example. And he just, of course, loves Fort Wayne and said, why are they only meeting in Indianapolis? I want to show off my city. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of stepped out there and we, you know, came alongside him and were able to bid and get that business. And you know, anybody can do that. It's fun.
I think that's a great point to make, Kristen, is that if you are involved with a group, some sort of collecting group, and you've gone to their conventions before, bring it here to Fort Wayne. You'll be the hero
exactly.
in the group.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you need to let Mrs. Mayer know about that Brewers Collection because of the Green Frog.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Seems like I wonder if they've already made that. Yeah. We'll have to make that connection for
make
sure.
Make that connection They're for
actually,
her.
We set them up on a couple tours around Fort Wayne to the Granite City and Matt Anthony's, because each have breweries. So again, like if they come to town, if they're that type of group, there's probably a tour out there that they can, you know.
John, I'll take one for the team for you, and I'll help you host that one.
Hey, come on down, and we'll give you a name badge. Sure.
There you go.
All right, well, we have barely scraped the surface, and we're already halfway through the show. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more Sunday Side Up and Visit Fort Wayne.
Sunday Side Up is heard each week on WAJI-FM and WLDE-FM Fort Wayne, both proudly owned by Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated.
Welcome back to Sunday Side Up. Fascinating show today with Visit Fort Wayne. Kristen and John are here from Visit Fort Wayne. Lots of conventions coming to Fort Wayne. We have really made huge inroads with sports events with the help of Spies, Canlan, Parkview Field, all these kinds of things. Even IPFW getting involved a little bit more. Tell us about some of the great things that are coming sports-wise.
Well, first of all, I have some numbers and stats right here. Fort Wayne will host over 85 sporting events this upcoming year.
Oh, my gosh.
For an estimation of $18 million in economic impact. As we said last segment, these groups come in. These are more sports teams that have bring their families, their parents. So it's probably a couple extra more people in there. But then the Candlin, Coliseum, the new volleyball complex at Parkview Sport One Fieldhouse.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that too. Opened up.
It's getting big out there, out north. Mm-hmm. But all the sports facilities are stepping up to the plate. We have a lot of great events coming in this summer.
And some golf.
Yeah.
I love this golf
big
event.
Big golf event.
John's a golfer, so he's pretty excited about Labor Day this year.
Yeah, Labor Day, we're going to be hosting the web.com Tours Hotel Fitness Championship. For people who may not know what that is, the PGA Tour has a qualifying system. Back in the day, it used to be called Q School. And it was like 2 days.
I wanted my son to go to Q School.
Oh, there you
go. I would love to go to Q School, but I would not get out of first day. But this is a little different format. Now they have four tournaments that these people, these players actually, who are fighting to get on the PGA Tour. And Fort Wayne is fortunate enough to host one of the first of those four tournaments at Sycamore Hills. And once again, that's going to have a great impact on our community with many people coming from around Indiana because this is the biggest tournament in Indiana this summer.
Are they still doing the, it was like the teen PGA tournament that Sycamore Hills hosted for a couple of years?
Junior PGA, yeah.
Junior PGA, I'm sorry, I couldn't remember,
For this summer. It's the USGA Girls Championship will be out there. Last year, the mm-hmm. boys came and again,
that's another great event that brings.
Oh yeah, kudos to Sycamore Hills. They have done an amazing job hosting these, you know, very high national, you know, PGA events, and we're able to win this web.com tour. That's like John said, it's going to be the biggest event in Indiana this year, and it's a very big deal. It's going to be here for 3 years.
Wow.
Yes.
You've got to love that when someone
love it
locks in for 3 years. Oh,
that's
my
wonderful.
Gosh.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And then they can really build. You know, it's going to take a lot of education this year for people to figure out what it is. And, you know, so they can build on that and really develop, you know, local fans. And it's going to be very prestigious for our community and bring in a lot of visitors. And, we're very, very
I love pleased. The fact that if we're getting noticed by the PGA.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge Absolutely. Area for growth. And Absolutely. I love what you have on your website. The I-69 golf trail?
Yeah, now this is for the more casual golfer, for
That'd
sure.
That'd be me. Come on, John, we'll go out.
There you go.
We'll
okay.
Play.
All right, good.
Very fun. This is a partnership we've done with our neighbor to the north, Auburn, and our neighbor to the south in Grant County, where, you know, a lot of golfers love to kind of do a little road trip and golf
do.
Different courses.
Yes, we do.
So we've partnered with, those three communities have partnered to say, hey, come check out the courses here in northeast Indiana. And, you know, golf in Grant County, Great Walnut Creek down there. Drive up, golf in Fort Wayne, and spend the night in Fort Wayne, go out to eat, do some fun, you know, entertainment, and then head up to Auburn the next day and try out their course. It's a very fun, you know, group marketing effort.
You know, I'm always sad when people, well, you know me, I kind of get a little angry if people say bad things about our community because I think that you're living under a rock. If you're not seeing things that are going on with you guys, Visit Fort Wayne, the whole Greenway Trail system that just keeps adding adding. I think there's 60 miles of trails now that you can walk and bike. And then, of course, there's the whole kayaking thing going on. And, you know, Parkview Field. I just get so mad when people say, I have nothing to do here in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah.
Well, I have a funny story. I used to live in Chicago. And
there's nothing to do in Chicago.
There's nothing to do there, apparently. But one of the guys always asked me, he's like, so what do you guys do? There, do you guys play with corn? And also, I'm like, you know, I'm gonna bring you to town and we're gonna go to a Tin Caps game. I'll take him out. I think we have it planned for next month, but I'll report back to you with what he says.
Yeah,
but I have
he'll be a believer.
Be a believer. And again, we hear that all the time. I think people have a different perception of Fort Wayne, but I think once they get here, they have a totally different opinion. That's what we see that both on leisure and conferences. You know, some of the conferences may not know much about Fort Wayne, but then when they come, like, wow, I can't believe I didn't know anything about this. And it helps us with them to come back both as a conference and bring their family back.
So. Absolutely.
And of course, you guys have tried to get rid of those naysayers with Be a Tourist in Your Hometown, which we've been involved with from the very beginning.
Yes,
from the
absolutely.
Very beginning. So I think, what's this, your 12th? Is that right? I'd have to look it up.
Me too.
We do it that first Sunday after Memorial or after Labor Day here in Fort Wayne. So go into that a little bit.
Yeah, and that is exactly why we did that. You know, people saying there's nothing to do here. And we say, okay. We sat down with the attractions, I think it might have been 14, 15 years ago.
Maybe, yeah.
And said, let's have a day where we take away the excuse of the admission, free admission to all the museums and attractions, and people can spend the day being a tourist in their own hometown. And then when Aunt Susie comes to town, you'll be able to say, hey, let's go to the Museum of Art. It's wonderful. I know that. I was just there. And be a good ambassador for Fort Wayne. And that has really worked. You know, we have over 20,000 people do that every year, and it really does help them see Fort Wayne a little differently, build some of that community pride. Because again, once you get out and look at it, you are proud, and you feel that sense of pride in your community.
Fort Wayne's done a great job in building an arts community, which is so important to people who are looking from outside our community to either move here or bring a convention here. Just with the change in the art museum, I feel like I'm in a big city museum of art when I'm there.
Absolutely.
I love to just sit there for hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a lot of the writers said that too. It was seeing the arts campus and up there on Main Street. A lot of they were very impressed because, we toured them all over the place. And they said, you have tremendous assets for a city your size. Do people realize that? Mm-hmm. And often we just don't take the time to do that or to stand back and look at things and realize mm-hmm. how much we have here. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a great.
And with
great
even more plans to expand the art community, what with the University of St. Francis, we had Sister Lisa a little while ago, and I'm very excited about that.
Right. Oh, I know. We're very excited.
And if you have gone to one of our theater shows yet, John? Because I have to tell you, I big fans of the Arena and the Civic and First Presbyterian, and of course University of St. Francis. Now at their facility downtown, you can go at any one of these shows, and I would pit it with the best of Chicago and Broadway.
Yeah,
awesome. So that's on your agenda this summer too, when you bring your friend.
Yes, we're going there. Actually, there's
I need to be John's life coach to tell him what he needs to do.
I need a lot of help. So yes, any tips would help me out.
You're fine.
I've been working with the University of St. Francis Performing Arts Center. There's actually a group coming in, the Regional Dance America. They're coming in May 1st through the 5th. It's some of the best ballet dancers in the Midwest. There's over 400 of them. And they're having performances on May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at 7 p.m. at the
University
Center.
Mm-hmm.
So, the theater is awesome. I've been in there when the lights have been off, the lights have been on. It's really kind of cool. It's like looking up and it's really old school looking. I really love it over there.
Mm-hmm. We, of course, are right across the street from what we formerly called the Scottish Rite. And I've been in there a couple of times since, too. And they are working very hard to upgrade that building. And then, of course, they'll be taking over the block downtown here with taking over the Chamber of Commerce and moving their School of Business downtown. Now, since we're a downtown radio station, I personally have seen activity just increase so much with the ballpark. I was a big fan of putting the ballpark here in downtown Fort Wayne. I know people, either side of the fence, but you either stay stagnant.
Yes.
Or you grow.
And I don't think they're on either side of the fence anymore. I mean, the proof is clear of what a benefit that ballpark has been to Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. And so then you can extend that to say, what a benefit, St. Francis being down here mm-hmm. will be, and new mm-hmm. restaurants and new housing and it is really, I think it's pretty clear argument made by Parkview Field.
Let me tell you something that Mike Pecknett, who's the CEO of Parkview Hospital, I had him down here and I took him to the back of our building because you can see it was at the time when the library was expanding. They were still working on Parkview Field and they were still working on the Grand Wayne Center. So there were like three cranes in downtown Fort Wayne. He goes, I love cranes. I was like, oh, well, Mr. Pecknett, that's some little boy thing going on here. And he's like, no, cranes mean growth.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? You're so right. And look at that. And, even our library is a big tourist destination because of all the genealogy. People forget about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. The nation's largest public genealogy library right here in Fort Wayne. And, hundreds of people come from outside the community every week to research their history. And a lot of local people, again, don't really realize that's a huge treasure in our community.
Yeah. And we mentioned, John, you and I were talking about Fort for Fitness before the show started. You're going to do the mini? Can do the 13? 13?
I have a wedding. I have a wedding that day. I'm sorry, in Indy, but my mom really wants me to do 4 for Fitness, and we're actually working with them to draw more outside visitors to the event, which is, you know, I'm talking with those people as well at their office, and they're telling me it's growing each and every year.
Well, they're discussing doing a marathon,
which is the next step of growth.
So.
So, we're working with them to get more outside visitors, and I was looking through the numbers, and we have people coming from Chicago and Indianapolis and Detroit. So we're going to expand that.
And they do cycling events, too. I know I just was talking about one that's coming up on that Saturday, a Memorial Day weekend to cycle.
Spring cycle's coming up.
Mm-hmm. And so all of those things just also add to the, the niceness of the area, but there's a word for
exactly.
it. Exactly. So, but Fort for Fitness morning, when they do the race, is one of my favorite mornings to come downtown because at 5:30, 6 o'clock, there's all this activity. Mm-hmm. There's all these people. The lights are on over at the field. You just feel so energized.
Oh, it's very fun.
I have to give you kudos. I don't know who did it, but please take it back to your office. Who put up the gluten-free dining page?
Yes.
Thank you.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you about that, because that's a great resource for residents. That came from our blog, which if you go to visitfortwayne.com is our website. Mm-hmm. Visitfortwayne.com/blog is our blog. But it's a cool thing. We don't write the blog. We have about 20 local people who write it for us.
Nice.
Local insiders who give visitors their inside information. Here's my favorite Mexican restaurants. Here's my favorite festival, whatever. But we had a writer who did a great series for us on gluten-free dining. The gluten-free pasta, gluten-free pizza, gluten-free sandwich. He had a whole series. And they are some of our most popular posts of all time, because that's mm-hmm. something our visitors, especially if you're gluten-free, and you're traveling, that's very difficult.
Yeah, it is.
So we want to make it easy for them.
Okay, so I always say to people, I was gluten-free before it was cool. because I've been gluten-free for about 15 years now.
Oh, wow.
When I first started, it was terrible. Oh my gosh. My kids were like, we're never eating at a restaurant again with you, mother. We're so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And of course, now it's just so much easier. So I was just
really
a trendsetter, John. Just remember that. I'm a trendsetter.
You set trends. I follow them.
But I love Biagi's and Casa and all of the restaurants offering the gluten-free. It's just made life
especially
so
when it's,
much more
like
enjoyable.
You say, like an Italian restaurant that's really takes the time to, it's more difficult for them. All their food is, you know, mm-hmm. gluten-full food. Mm-hmm. And so they're making special menus for it. It's great.
We were in Texas at the beginning of the year on a little vacation. I went to the restaurant and I said, what do you have? And she's like, oh, we don't have anything you can eat here. I was like, well, honey.
Yeah. You're rolling out a lot of potential customers.
I really encourage everybody to just bookmark visitfortwayne.com. You have some deals going on. You've got some giveaways. The golf thing,
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We run many contests, ticket giveaways. A big one about 2 weeks ago, Disney on Ice, had a huge response. But we try to make it fun on social media. And again, ticket giveaways, maybe drop some jokes on there. But
I'm sure they're from you, John.
Thank you for that out.
Sometimes.
But, I think one of the best things we offer to local people is our calendar of events. Mm-hmm. That is the number one visited page on our site, and a lot by locals, which is great. They're welcome to use it. And we try to keep a really, you know, comprehensive list of everything going on in the community. So from shows at the Museum of Art to, you know, of course, special events to sporting events to, you can find out about some of these conventions that are open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great resource for people to find out what's going on. And it really, you know, it's the be a tourist all year long, where mm-hmm. you can be a tourist any weekend. We will be glad to show you, you know, all the great things going on in Fort Wayne. So really, really encourage residents to check out visitfortwayne.com, the calendar of events.
And we're gonna put it on our Facebook page, and we'll share it on our Facebook page, too.
Great,
so
great.
Kudos to both of you. As you guys know, I'm a big champion of the city, and we really, really appreciate everything that you guys are doing. Visit Fort Wayne, Kristen Guthrie and John Feltz, our guests today. This is Sunday Side Up. Don't sit at home today. No. Get yourself out in our community. Go to visitfortwayne.com. There's bunches of stuff going on. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in for Sunday Side Up with your host, Barb Richards. The views expressed in the show are not necessarily those of Sarkis Tarzian Management. For comments or questions, please contact the station directly.